This is Dork Rain, the prelude to a double date. A CW RPF fanfic written by SA177 and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Jensen Ackles, Jared Padalecki. "Why is it," Aldous asks, planting himself beside Jensen, "that your boyfriend is turning into a gigantic pain in my ass?" He hadn't specifically timed his question to take place just as Jensen took a mouthful of coffee, but he's more than pleased to watch his friend and boss do an honest-to-God spit-take. Jensen wipes at his mouth with his sleeve, then frowns at the dark stain on the front of his shirt. "That was awesome, thank you. And what the hell are you talking about?" Aldous makes a series of complicated, yet in his opinion, brilliantly subtle, gestures involving his head, eyes, and one pointed finger. Unfortunately, Jensen must have been feeling particularly obtuse this morning, because the look on his face just keeps getting more and more confused. Finally, Aldous grasps Jensen's chin and physically turns his head toward the other end of the store and the person who's there perusing their new action figures. "Oh," Jensen says. He shrugs and takes another sip of coffee. "What can I say, man? The heart wants what the heart wants, and Jared's heart wants you and Beth to get together and the four of us to double date." He grimaces. "I'm not exactly thrilled with it either." "Well, can't you, I don't know, do something?" Jensen raises an eyebrow.
"Like what?"
"Like tell your boy no?" Jensen shakes his head. Says the guy who's never dealt with Jared's pouty face. "No, thank you. Besides, I thought you liked Beth."
"I do," Aldous says. "I just..."
"You don't like her like her?"
"No, I like her like her. There's a lot of like on my part. A huge amount of like. Oodles of like. But I just... I'm not sure if we..."
Aldous cuts himself off when he realizes how wide Jensen's eyes have gotten.
"She's right behind me, isn't she?" Aldous asks.
He turns around and can't help but jump backwards when he finds Beth well within his personal space bubble. "Are you trying to weasel out of our date?" Beth asks, peering at him intently.
What? No, you... girl, what? No?"
From behind him, Aldous can hear Jensen cough something that sounds suspiciously like the word smooth. Beth settles back, only slightly. She still hasn't blinked, though. "Good, because I already shaved my legs." She leans in close again, and Aldous just barely stifles a squeak. "I've bled for you, Aldous. Bled and exfoliated. Do you know what that means?"
Aldous racks his brain for something, anything. "You're very pretty."
Beth smiles, and her entire face is suddenly softer and much less scary. "You make sure he's there tonight, okay?" she says, looking behind Aldous to address Jensen. "I'd really hate to have to hunt him down in heels." With that, she abandons the two of them and goes back to the action figures. After a moment of silent contemplation, Jensen says,
"At least your relationship will never be dull."
Aldous rolls his eyes, and then turns away so Jensen won't see him smile. The end.